the Bluffs, written by Carl Perry and read by Rhys Muldoon, Dorji Swallow and Jessica Tovey.
The rain woke her. She needs you. Eliza opened her eyes. She was face down in the gravel of the hiking track, the smell of wet earth in her nose. You have to get up. She sucked a breath through her teeth. Everything ached. The back of her head stung. Her glasses dug into her temple. The left lens cracked. Her puffer jacket and hiking tights were soaked through to the skin. The icy mountain rain grew heavy, slapping against the gum leaves with the wind. A yellow wattle bird called off in the bush, the sound like a cork pulled from a bottle. Get up. She needs you. At the edge of the track grew a native laurel, peppered with white flowers. She leaned on it, dragging herself to her feet, spiky leaves cutting her palm, the crushed flowers releasing their sweet, wild scent. Her hiking boots were gone, her socks were gone, her feet numb and tinged blue in the alpine cold. She spun, scanning the fog. The motion caused her skull to throb. She put her hand to the back of her head, and it came away red. She realized her honey hair was stuck to her cheeks by something sticky brown. She pinched it away from her cheek, confused. A human voice, distant but growing closer. Eliza froze. All her half-thoughts snapped into one decision. She lifted a white gum branch off the track, thick and smooth. She stepped into the ferns at the edge of the path, her clothes catching on the laurel. Was there a place she could hide? Did she really want to leave the track? The sound of breaking branches behind her. Miss Ellis! Eliza shouted, spun and swung her stick. The figure, a teenage girl, scrambled back with a yelp. Jasmine! Eliza could have cried with relief. No. Carmen? You tried to hit me! Carmen backed away, her long dark hair slick against her face. What the hell is wrong with you? The stick fell from Eliza's frozen fingers. I'm sorry. She grabbed Carmen's wrist and pulled her closer, into the cover beneath the trees. You're freezing, Miss Ellis. The rain stopped, like a tap turned off. The bush was suddenly fog quiet, save for gentle dripping, waiting. Where are the others? Whispered Eliza. Everyone's at the bus, but they can't find Jasmine, Sierra, Bree, or Georgia. Mr. North says we need to call off the hike because of the storm. He's already called the bus. Carmen seemed unaware her own voice had grown hushed. You weren't answering your phone. He sent me and Mr. Michaels to find you. No one has seen those girls? Aren't they with you? Is it true there was a fight? Carmen peered closer. Is that blood on your face? Where's Mr. Michaels? Carmen was looking at the blood, at the bruise on Eliza's face, at her cracked glasses. Realization dawned. Carmen, where is Jack? Where is Mr. Michaels? We split up. He took another track. We've been looking for you for ages, said Carmen. What's happened? What's happened?